Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, live on location, Ingles Markets in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Fantastic to be here with you guys for the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Jam-packed. We'll hear from Josh Pate, 24/7 Sports, in the very, very next segment. Tennessee or South Carolina, if you were an up-and-coming coach, which job would you take? I think that's a deeper question than most people realize. I got Lonzo's punk bleep sending me pictures of olives on Twitter right now.
No. Yeah, I think you need to be a little more specific. There is actually an Olive of the Month Club. There are several different ones. And if you're looking for a gift to give Mark Ryan, Olive of the Month Club, that way he can enjoy a different olive every month.
Wait, I got to pay them money to be in this?
Oh, no.
I got to pay them money to be in their Olive Club.
No. Some other people will do that for you because they love you so much and they know that you love
Lonzo,
olives.
Here's how I feel about this Olive of the Month Club. I will rip out all of their hearts, okay? That's how I feel about this.
That was very creative.
Thank you. Scotty Myers, COVID has turned the NFL upside down. The Ravens were supposed to play tonight against the Cowboys, but since they played Tuesday, tonight got postponed. What's your thoughts on this? The NFL is doing their best, but lots of chess pieces. Lots of chess pieces going on right now. Let's see here. Vol Nation, I listen every day. I even agreed with Lonzo, and I even said it's time to move on for Tennessee. I can admit my team sucks. Good for you, Vol Nation. I tweet you every day on the show also, but there's too much happiness. There's too much happiness in your voice being a Florida fan talking about Tennessee, but I love your show anyway.
So you should feel bad about that because you called him out and he responded.
Well, I did. I said, where is he gone? And he was listening right when we did that. We have the best listeners in the world. Let us see here. Gamecock recruits thought my insight on the Gamecocks coaching search was going to be about Hugh Freeze and Bagman. Don't let Rachel Barbeau hear that, Lonzo. And then finally, Vol Nation says, watching Jamie Caldwell from Coastal, he seems to be the best candidate out there. In my opinion, he has such a command over his team. Very good play. Very good play from those guys. And very, very innovative as well. All of you guys can be in touch with the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate by these methods. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Follow us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. If you do so, we'll give you a shout out here live on the show at Mark Ryan on air, M-A-R-C Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word. And then you can email us, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be in touch with us here on the show. All right, we have a call on the line right now, and it is Susan Lloyd. Susan Lloyd is a Clemson apologist. No, I'm just kidding, Susan. She is a big-time Clemson supporter. She has previously written and photographed for Clemson Media, and she is taking issue with my all-out war declared today on the color orange. Susan, you have not seen me in orange. I pray that you don't see me in orange. It doesn't look good, dear.
There are pictures. There absolutely are pictures of you in orange.
No, don't look good. Susan, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I feel like I'm about to not be doing as well. when you put me in my place about all this orange stuff. Okay, so Susan, in your heart of hearts, think about it from a man's point of view. We don't look good in orange. None of us look good in orange. You know, like, if you asked all Clemson fans, if you hooked them up to a lie detector test, and they said, no, I don't want to change the orange, that thing would be bouncing all over the place. Lie, lie, lie.
You think?
It is. You know, it is.
I think it's so part of the DNA, I guess, there, and the tradition. And you know, Clemson people are all about tradition. I think there would be a real struggle to get orange away from Clemson altogether. But here's the thing, Mark. I think, and here's what you're missing with orange, and I sent Lonzo a tweet about this. There are all these different shades, right? And so maybe you just haven't found the right shade for you yet. I
this
promise you there's
like
one
this,
out
this,
there.
This sounds like the soccer supporters that tell everybody, you just don't understand what you're seeing here. That's, you just got to give it a chance. Some people, I love soccer, but some people, like, I've given it a chance. It is the cure for insomnia.
So I have a question for Susan.
Sure.
What shade of orange goes with Mark's shade of pale?
That wasn't funny, Susan. That wasn't funny
but
at all. You're laughing at his awful jokes. It wasn't funny.
There's got to be a shade out there. There is. I mean, and I'm really not kidding when I say that. I think it was maybe 2 years ago, maybe last year. Coral was actually the Pantone color of the year or whatever. And now coral is not necessarily orange, but it is in that same realm, that family. And there, it has been called the universal color for skin tones, meaning you should be able to wear that color, Mark. I don't know if you're not. I don't know what's going on, but you should be okay in that.
No, I'm. I've been trying to shake what my mama gave me, and I'm not liking it. Okay, I'm not liking it. It's not doing me well. Here's what I will give Clemson credit for: at least the color matches the mascot. You know what I mean? How in the heck do the Gators end up with colors of orange and blue? Why wouldn't we be green and black?
That's a great question. Let's give credit where credit's due. We can say the same thing for South Carolina. When you see a Gamecock, you know, the real Gamecock, there's always going to be some black, and there's always going to be probably some dried blood. So it's all good, you know? It matches.
You won't even give them credit for their garnet, will you? You won't even
give them credit.
You hear what she's doing? Susan, I'll be real with you. The Gamecock gear looks better than Clemson gear. It looks better. It's aesthetically more pleasing to the eye. It looks cooler. You know, it looks like you're more stylish when you wear those colors. And here you are coming on this show telling them they're wearing dried blood.
Did you see the color samples I sent you? Because I promise you.
Wait a minute. Susan was sending me stuff here, and I didn't get to see. Where did you send these to me?
You sent it to me on Twitter.
Okay.
I didn't tag you in the actual tweet. I tagged you like under it, like in a comment.
Okay.
But yeah, you're not going to be able to tell. You tell me which one of those colors is South Carolina garnet. You tell me.
Well, Susan, I'm doing my best here, but you are offending everybody here in the Upstate. Which one of these is garnet? You just posted the same color twice. Didn't you?
No, I did not. I promise you.
These are not the same color. If these aren't the same color that you posted, I'm colorblind. I'm definitely colorblind.
Okay, well, you're colorblind.
You posted the same color. Yeah, you posted the same color twice.
I will show you the actual number of each color, the Pantone number of each number. They're different. But here's the thing. You've just proven the theory that men do not decipher and see color as well as women do. Is that right?
So here's what Susan says. Yeah, here's Susan says one of these colors is the official garnet of the Gamecocks. One is listed from a photo of dried blood. It's the exact same color. I see what you did there. I see what you did there, Susan. So Susan is defending the fact that earlier in the show I said, let's face it, and we were talking about this because Florida, I've been praying for them to do this for years. Orange should never be more than a trim. If orange is your primary color, you got problems. In Florida, for the first time, is changing their helmet this weekend from orange with blue cursive to solid blue, and the cursive is orange. It's the trim. And I said, look, I'm allowed to say this because my school wears orange. You guys are only wearing orange because you have to. And, of course, in short order, I had my dear friend Susan Lloyd blowing me up, telling me all the reasons why I'm wrong. And that is what she do. That is what she do. Well, Susan, I like how you do what you do, and I appreciate you chiming in, and I appreciate you streaming us all the way from Charleston. Thank you so very much.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Take care.
You take care as well. All right. I don't know. I think I'm trying to figure out
what's wrong with dry blood.
Well, you know.
Because we all have blood, so we all have a connection to dry blood.
You're trying to get the ladies to wear that, right? No? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Folks, we had some breaking news for you earlier in the show today. Was able to have some conversations with some folks and glean some information about the USC coaching search. And I believe we here at Offsides were the first ones to have this. And I think if you're a Gamecocks fan, you're about to like what I'm going to tell you. The Gamecocks are going to have a second interview with Billy Napier this weekend. This weekend, Saturday night, Billy Napier scheduled to interview with the Gamecocks a second time. The first interview was over a Zoom call because Napier had COVID-19. The second interview is going to be in person. Where? Who knows? The way it works these days is, you know, the employer flies to you. So I imagine it'll be somewhere in the great state of Louisiana. But Billy Napier's second interview, many people wondering, why haven't they pulled the trigger on Shane Beamer? This is why. This is why, because maybe Napier is choice number one and Shane Beamer is their safety school. There is one candidate who is lobbying openly for this job. It's Shane Beamer. There is one candidate who hasn't said peep about this job. That is Billy Napier. If you guys were an up-and-coming coaching candidate and you had your choice between South Carolina and Tennessee, what would you choose? Lonzo, what do you say? South Carolina or Tennessee? Please try to just put your fandom aside for a second. Please try.
See, I don't appreciate the tone. I really don't. So what you're implying is that I can't do such a thing, even though I'm able to pick Clemson to win almost every week. I put my fandom aside and look at, you know, the reality of it. And the reality of it is there is more pressure on you if you go to Tennessee, more expectations. South Carolina, we've talked about all week about how what their facilities are like, what their fans are like. Expectations are not as high in South Carolina. And if you succeed at South Carolina, it's a bigger deal than succeeding at Tennessee. So South Carolina is the better job.
Yeah, pageantry. If you want pageantry, Tennessee's your choice. If you want history, Tennessee's your choice. If you want stadium capacity, Tennessee's your choice. But South Carolina, lower expectations, that's much, much better for your health, okay? And then the definition of success is much more attainable at South Carolina. You know, at Tennessee, you better bring them back to glory, and if you don't, you're out. And if you don't, you know, you're living in Knoxville, Tennessee, good luck on a night out with the wife and kids, right? South Carolina, you go 8-4, they'll have a statue for you. Outside Willie B, outside Williams-Brice. All right, coming up next on the show, we are going to hear from Josh Pate of 24/7 Sports right here on the program. Josh is going to tell us what he thinks about this Kirk Herbstreit thing, Coastal Carolina playing BYU over the weekend. And how is he going to decide between a 9-1 Texas A&M and perhaps a 4-0 Ohio State? That with Josh Pate and so much more coming your way. Live on location at Ingalls Markets in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Thank you. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live on location at Ingles Markets in beautiful Spartanburg, South Carolina, you're listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the state. Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate, going on until 7 p.m. today. We shared with you kind of some scoop that we had just before the show today that that Billy Napier, per a trusted source, Billy Napier will be interviewing in person with the Gamecocks this weekend. People are saying, okay, well, if Shane Beamer's the guy, why haven't we heard an announcement? I would guess that this is why. And you guys know, as well as I do, when you have a second interview, right, you're talking about more specifics. First interview, probably communicated what the demands were. Both sides go back to the drawing board. South Carolina comes back and says, okay, here's what we're able to do moving forward. This interview, whereas the first interview was via Zoom, this interview will be in person. And so there you go. Perhaps the decision for on Beamer is not yet finalized indeed. Joining us for his weekly segment, look forward to it each and every week, enjoy sparring with him both in this segment and on social media, our guy Josh Pate, host of the Late Kick Show on 24/7 Sports and also on YouTube and podcast as well. Josh Pate joins us right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Good afternoon, pal. What's up?
I am sitting in a Publix parking lot, and I've been doing a good amount of people watching over the last 10 minutes because I wanted to be parked instead of driving for our interview because sometimes the ambient noise can be bad. And let me tell you, when you live in a city like Nashville where it's not quite north and not quite south, the wardrobe choices person to person are just fascinating on a day like this.
Tell me some of what you've seen.
So I'm looking at a woman right now who is dressed as though she's about to compete in the Iditarod, and yet I'm wearing short sleeves, and we're both about to walk through the same parking lot.
Oh, man, that is great. By the way, I am the person that dresses like they look like they're in the Iditarod. When the alarm clock goes off the last couple of days, Josh, I just say nope, and then we just resume.
I bet you still haven't bought a coat yet, have you?
I don't have a good one, Lonzo. I don't have a good one. Listen, the Florida boy, this Florida beach boy is not comfortable up in these up in these kind of temperatures. Josh, the latest on Napier, I've heard that there's going to be a second in-person interview with Napier. Part of the reason why perhaps they haven't finalized the deal with Shane Beamer just yet. What in your opinion, what are the determining, deciding factors in this decision for the Gamecocks moving forward?
Well, you know, I was talking to someone earlier this morning kind of about this, and one thing I'm not is as close to Ray Tanner as maybe some of the folks up there in your neck of the woods are. I mean, I know of him. I've met him before, but, like, I don't know Ray Tanner personally. So I say that to say this. I don't know if he's the kind of guy and the people who are ultimately in charge with making this decision, the kind of folks who are going to be wowed by an interview presentation, or if they're the kind of folks who really want to dig deep, X's and O's. We don't really care how many funny anecdotes you have. Like, we don't really care how many backs you slap. We want the right football coach. And I'm not saying that Beamer's not that or Napier is that, but I do think it'll play a large role, that along with how many resources you're willing to commit to various candidates, mostly Napier at that point, if you're talking about resources. Those kinds of factors are what are in play here. I don't think that, maybe contrary to some of the narrative out there, I don't think that this was ever 90% done one way or the other. What I do think is Shane Beamer is doing exactly what I would do if I were him. He is doing what Ed Orgeron did when Orgeron was trying to get the LSU job. He's lobbying, and he's using every resource imaginable to lobby. Again, I don't criticize it. I admire it, because I'd do exactly the same thing. I don't think Billy Napier is that kind of guy. And so whereas Napier always knew, in all likelihood, he had a second round coming and this was never over, I think because he's kind of quieter and he's got a season going on, he's focused on that, I just think that maybe since there was no new information coming out of that camp, then by default, you start to run with the information that you can get. Not that it's false, by the way. That's where the drip is. That's where the attention's going to go. And so this is going to happen Saturday. I expect the decision to be made shortly thereafter. The good news, as far as I can tell, is we don't have any wild mystery candidate. Well, maybe that's not good news, because that's always fun to me if I'm not involved. But sure. I think, yeah, like you said, I think this is going to be decided. And listen, the one other thing that I never kind of latched onto is, I think there's been this kind of story put out there that, well, Billy Napier just wants too much money. And a lot of people assume that means, well, the dude wants $5 million for himself. It's not necessarily that. It's like I talked about on the show the other night. He's got to get a yes to everything. And I think a lot of folks who are anywhere close to being in demand that are going to be asked to take the South Carolina job, they don't care about the, ooh, it's a hard job, it's an uphill battle. They don't care about that as long as they get yes to all their resource demands. Staff pool, facilities, support staff, analyst roles, all that stuff's got to be ironed out. The reason is because Kirby Smart gets all that. Dan Mullen gets all that. So historically, you would look at Carolina and say, Carolina is an uphill job compared to those two. A competitor wouldn't look at it that way, but even a competitor would say, you can't possibly expect me to compete against them if you're not going to give me the yeses they get. That's what I think the hanging point has probably been for Napier so far.
So as Josh Pate joins us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate, let's say that it's not just, as you said, not just about personal wealth, personal contract, but the entire picture. Let's just say, and I try not to live in a world of hypotheticals, but I need to for this argument, Josh, that the total Napier package and all that he's asking for is going to cost a financially strapped South Carolina $3 million more annually than the package where with Shane Beamer would, who just will take anything that you give him at this point. If that is the case, you're the athletic director of a financially strapped institution. Do you really, tighten the belt and make the play for Napier? Or do you say, what? Well, let's make everybody happy. Let's bring Beamer in here.
No, see, the make everybody happy thing, you got to make him happy 3 years down the road. That's where I'm trying to think. And so 3 years down the road, who's more likely to make us happy? Because the way I would look at it is this. You know, someone came at me with this the other night and said, oh, we can't afford this. Well, man, you can afford to buy Muschamp out. So, like, what are we talking about? Can't afford it. And I would just imagine, and this is kind of a 50,000-foot deal, anytime that you have cobbled together the financial backing to buy out a coach and pay him $250,000 a month for the next 4 years, what in the world are we talking about with $3 extra million a year in relation to what we've already committed? So, like, we've already gone this far. If we think we got the right candidate, and that's really the bottom line, if we think Napier's the right guy, yes, you commit to it. Because here's what I'm thinking about, Mark. I'm not thinking about 2020. I'm sitting there 2023, and it's the fourth quarter, and it's 23-23 versus Georgia. South Carolina's driving. They just got into plus territory to take the lead in a game that may decide the SEC East. Is anyone sitting on the 20-yard line, 14th row, saying, man, you know, even if we win this, we're spending $3 million more dollars on this guy per year than we could have with – no one's saying that. And so 3 years down the road, if you got the right guy, it was well worth it and then some.
I would totally agree, Josh. You know, you had a very interesting question submitted to your Late Kick Extra podcast. I'd like to answer it. The question is, and I'll pose it to you guys as well, which job would you rather take if you were an in-demand head coach, Tennessee or South Carolina? Josh, I'm taking South Carolina, and I'll tell you why. The thing that raises blood pressure, the thing that makes coaching one of the most unhealthy professions, as I've now heard from at least three doctors over the course of my life, is one word, that is expectations. Expectations make a job unbearable, make a job very, very stressful, do all sorts of bad things for your health. Tennessee, they still, fair or not, realistic or not, expect to be in the SEC championship game year in and year out. South Carolina, you go 8-4, they'll have a statue for you outside of the stadium. I think the expectations combined with the facilities, combined with the fan passion, you could be a god at South Carolina and live a great life there on the lake for the rest of your life. I'm thinking about your life, Josh Pate. I care about you, and that's why you should rather be at South Carolina than Tennessee.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do, Mark, and I'm going to circumvent this by taking the Tennessee job, and I'm going to do what I can there. And then one day down the road, I'm going to take Mark Stoops' spot at Kentucky, which is the best job in the SEC if you really stack it all up. Well, that dude's making that much money to win less than 8 games per year and gets a raise if he wins 7 per year. So that's my game plan. But no, in all seriousness, everything you just said is valid. Like, there are clearly two schools of thought here. And my other school, so I went in the other category. I went Tennessee. And the reason I went Tennessee is mainly because it's kind of a personal deal for me, not that I grew up a Tennessee fan or anything like that, but I've always kind of bristled at this idea that Tennessee cannot be an elite program anymore. And I don't gather that. And I always ask folks, what's the reason? What are the reasons? Naturally, they go to recruiting. And I call BS on it every time. And the reason they say is, well, they don't have enough in-state talent. Well, they don't. We do data sets every year on this. And I look at it every year, and year over year, there's one solid trend in recruiting. In a sea of uncertainty, the one solid trend is year over year, state lines matter less and less. Guys go all over the place. That's what the internet has done. That's what the social media age has done. You're routinely talking to kids from 3,000 miles away. You didn't used to do that in 1985. And so what I'm looking at is a six-hour radius I draw around Knoxville. And I get the Carolinas in there. I get Atlanta, Northern Alabama, pretty much all of Tennessee, Virginia. It's so talent-rich. And then if you're good, you can go – anybody who's good can recruit Florida. And, you know, Jeremy Pruitt can recruit South Alabama and whatnot. Go to Texas if you want to. They have everything there. They've screwed up coaching hires. That's what they've screwed up. So it's been a generation since Tennessee and national championship contender, since those things have been said in the same sentence. But yet, I still think it can exist if you get the coaching hire right. And Mark Ryan, I believe I am the right coaching hire for Tennessee.
You've sold me, sir. You've sold me. Coastal and BYU, Josh, do you have any insight as to how this thing came together so swiftly? And then just kind of the hypocrisy behind, hey, look, for COVID concerns, we can't play Notre Dame Wake Forest 11 days from now, but we can play Coastal and BYU in 2 days, can't we? Let's make it happen.
Okay, let me breathe deep here. It is a salient point, and you know how rarely I use that word. It is a salient point, but I have long since given up looking for consistency in principles and standards this year. And so it has basically just become like you and your buddies go down to the park this Saturday and hope you can get a pickup game with someone. And like, that is the standard with which we are operating. It's a miracle that Brigham Young could get their equipment truck loaded up and on the road in time to make it to this game. That's how quickly it feels like it came together. You know, like, hats off, obviously, to the folks behind the scenes who made it happen. But what it also shows is, like you said, this has always been possible. And yeah, I'll extend further. I mean, think about in a world prior to 2020, we were told you had to wait 10 years. You had to get scheduling done a decade in advance. And now we're getting it done 4 or 5 days in advance. So a lot of the narratives about why we can't schedule this and why we can't do that, man, that stuff's been blown to smithereens. So if there's one positive that we can glean from this, it is in the future, no one's ever going to be able to tell you, well, you know, we'd love to get games. We can't do it.
Josh Pate, 24/7 Sports, joining us here on the show. Josh, you said something that Lonzo has said quite a bit on this show this week, that the Big Ten is going to do is going to change any rule that they have to change to make sure that the Buckeyes are in that Big Ten championship game. I don't necessarily disagree with you, but how does that make you feel?
Well, the first thing I thought you were going to say when you said I've been agreeing with Lonzo on something is how ludicrous it is you think you can take any female wrestler. That's where I thought you were going with that, which is ludicrous. Even the girl in the big polar bear jacket in front of me would agree with that. However, let me get back on track. How does it make me feel? It makes me feel icky. That's how it makes me feel. But yet, going back to what I just said, unlike the conferences, I don't want to be hypocritical. So when I told you I've long since given up hoping for standards and principles to be adhered to, it's out the window, first off. Now, secondly, the reason I won't probably lose any sleep over it at night is because it is so clearly by 10 miles Ohio State's conference this year. Now, if you want to argue with me, well, so what? They should still have to earn it and play the same rules everyone else plays. I understand that. Like, I'm fully on board with that. I'm not going to argue with it. It's just we're so far past that. You're trying to get a semblance of a season done that this is probably what it comes down to. I just can't see any route now that we've actually gotten here. I can't see any route. Even though they passed and agreed to their own set of rules, I can't see them keeping them out of that game.
Josh, what programs has your opinion changed or evolved on, either positively or negatively, in the last few weeks of action?
Oh, in the last few weeks. Well, I could go to Michigan. It's really just weird up there. I mean, it's got to be such a weird thing. If you take a fan of, like, the Auburn Tigers or the Florida State Seminoles, it's got to be like watching football happen on a different planet. To watch how badly they underachieve and know how quickly and swiftly a move would be made on your head coach if he underachieved to that degree. And yet not only is anyone reputably talking about Jim Harbaugh being safe, not on the hot seat, I mean, they're talking about the possibility if he doesn't voluntarily leave for the NFL that they could extend him after this year. And so that kind of changes my feel on Michigan in that if they don't have a blessing fall in their lap, and by that I mean an NFL franchise come and convince Jim Harbaugh to take their job, where is Michigan football headed? And that's a program, like that's a brand and an organization, despite what some people say, that I believe should still be firmly in the top 7 to 10 spots in college football year in and year out, and they're just not close right now. Penn State isn't close either, but I think this is a one-off kind of deal for them. I just think for whatever reason they got disproportionately impacted by COVID. Michigan's problems are not COVID problems. Michigan's problems are football problems.
Josh Pate joining us here on the show this afternoon. Kirk Herbstreit's comments, Josh, at their essence are based on frustration that the playoffs are all anybody cares about, and you got people opting out, and you got teams opting out, and he just kind of reached a boiling point with the whole thing and said something that he immediately regretted. You know, with this overarching issue that, if we're not in the playoff, why should we care? And then, you know, I'm looking at Coastal and BYU today, and the only headline that I'm seeing over and over and over again is, does this get either one into playoff consideration? And I'm thinking to myself, Josh, my God, isn't that exactly what Kirk Herbstreit is talking about with this frustration? Any way to change that, Josh? Any way to change this hyper-focus on the playoff and nothing else matters?
Well, let me tell you what I do, because, you can only control what you control. So I'm not pretentious enough to think I actually have any control over this. But if you have any semblance of a platform nationally in this industry, here's how I go about it. I don't even talk about the playoff at this time of year. I mean, you will not catch me dead talking about playoff hypotheticals and scenarios and ramifications on a game that's happening in early to mid-September. Like, that's ludicrous. You are basically sabotaging the very sport that allows you to make a living doing what you love. He's right about that. He lives like 2 minutes behind the studio where I do my show out of, and I knew where he was going. I wanted to open up a window and just scream, no, don't do it, because I knew where he was going. But he was right, man. Like, a lot of folks, even who criticized him publicly just to get some retweets, probably privately nodded their head. Yeah, little fist pump for you, Kirk. I mean, I'm going to blast you publicly because, hashtag, but he's right. And maybe the targeted shot at Michigan, maybe a little far, but he's right. Now, there is a faulty school of thinking out there that if you expand the playoff to 8, then that's going to solve all this. And I don't know that that's the answer either. I just think that you've got to, again, control what you can control and preach competition, like the spirit of competition. That's what sports should be based on, period. It's especially tradition and competition what college football should be based on. It's not a bracket. That's not what the sport's built on.
Josh Pate, before we let you go, we got to get your upset pick. I took Kansas State over Texas this week, a Longhorn program that I think is packing it in. Lonzo is taking Coastal over BYU, the late ad. Where are you going?
Could you provide me the standings here, by the way?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here we go. Josh Pate is in third place with 25 points. Panda is in second with 34.5. Lonzo has 37. You are 12 points down of first.
Where? Hold on. I didn't hear your name. Where? So you're in what place?
You jerk. I'm in fifth place with 21.5.
Okay, well, listen, if you had fun, you won, Mark. I just want you to remember that. And that's what I'm going to put on your trophy when I said
that. Come on.
All right, look, I'm going to go somewhere I don't think anyone else is going. I'm going Indiana plus 14 with a backup quarterback, by the way. So, in a way, I think I should get more than 14 points if this hits. But I'm going Hoosiers plus 14 over Wisconsin.
You nervous, Lonzo? You nervous?
No, why should I?
Okay. He's not nervous
at all. In the end, if Josh wins, good for him. As long as you don't win, that's all I care about.
Josh, great catching up with you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, live on location, Ingles Markets in Spartanburg. Fantastic to be here with you guys, man. All right, time to do a little jam that we call Either Or. A couple of options on life and sports. Either Or starts right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, a Taiwanese man, that means a man from Taiwan, in case you were wondering, was forced to sell his brand new PlayStation 5. Why was he forced to do that? Because he told his wife it was an air purifier. Onsides or offsides to tell your wife your PlayStation 5 is an air purifier?
Well, wait a minute. He was forced to sell it when she realized he was full of it?
Yeah, she found out that it wasn't an air purifier and made him sell it.
Yeah, so here's why he had to sell it, because he lied. If he just owns up to it at the beginning, he might get to keep it, but you can't lie about it, man. Listen, you know, your girl may not be down with the gaming, but she can smell BS or mild.
All I got is
an air purifier. Yeah. Hey, turn that thing on. Yeah. Turn that thing on. Let's see what it does.
Well, then you say it is on. My wife is not a gamer, but she can understand what that PS5 written on the side of that thing stands for.
Wait a minute. You sure are spending a lot of time with that air purifier, honey.
Yeah, yeah. What's that on TV? I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah, it's definitely crazy, it's offsides to lie. Just do what I did and say, hey, We need a Blu-ray player. This also plays Blu-rays.
You, tomorrow, maybe you can explain to me what the craze is about the PS5. I think the graphics on the PS4 are plenty good enough. I don't see why.
Well, I completely agree with you, but I'm willing to go into that.
All right. Let's see here. The best group of five team. Is it Cincinnati, Coastal, Carolina, or BYU?
This is a hard choice. We're going to find out between two of them because they play Saturday. But I'm going to go with Cincinnati because I'm a homer for where I'm born from.
Well, that's not a great reason, but I do think you're right. Luke Fickell has really built something there, man. They're not playing like a Group of Five team. They don't look like a Group of Five team. I actually think Cincinnati's 10 points better than anyone else in the Group of Five. And I also believe that the Bearcats are a legitimate top 10 team. You know, they're not just there because they of the record, not just there because they're unbeaten. I think they're that good. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, if you break down LeBron's $85 million contract, he makes $82 a minute. Is it onsides or offsides for a person to make that much money? $82
a minute. There are parts of this show, Lonzo, where I make $10 a minute.
Parts. Good for you.
That's true. Now, if we could only move that up to $82 like
say,
LeBron,
I also partake in that sort of income, and yeah, I get it. So is it onsides or offsides to make that much money?
You're worth what people are paying you, man. Big ups to him. Big ups to him. And by the way, did you know why he signed a two-year deal?
Because he wants to play with his son. He wants to play with Bronny.
He wants to play with his son. He's going to go where whoever drafts Bronny. It's amazing, man. What say you?
I say absolutely. America, man, make what you can. And if they're willing to
all
pay
right.
you, take it.
Elon Musk says Americans are going to be on Mars in 6 years. Two-part question, Lonzo. Will you be one of them? And is this onsides or offsides that we're on Mars in 6 years?
It's very much onsides. They're going to go to the moon first. That's the first thing. They got to go back to the moon, which is, you know, why haven't we been back since?
It's onsides to be at Mars. What are we doing in Mars?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
It's the first step to travel to other galaxies where there are habitable planets and possibly life.
I got to nerd it up just a minute. There's a show on Netflix right now, man. It's called Alien Worlds. And it's just all like a hypothesis of what these worlds look like. You know, it's on Netflix right now. Just came out. It's pretty dope. Pretty good. Finally, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. J.J. Watt criticized officials for lack of holding calls during the Steelers-Ravens game yesterday on Twitter. Is it onsides or offsides, or is a fine coming his way?
Well, fine's coming his way. Look, freedom of speech, man. The guy can say whatever he wants to say whenever he wants to say it. I realized I didn't even answer my own question in the last either or. It's offsides to be going to Mars in 6 years, Lonzo. Unless there's, you know, are we going there because we're overpopulated and we can,
you know
build a colony
as they
there?
Said in
what
Star Trek, to boldly go where no one has gone before. I mean, that's why you explore.
I think you should be one of them. I think you should be one of them. I think we should send you to Mars.
If I'm going to Mars, you're coming with me. We'll be the first radio show to broadcast from Mars.
And by the way, if we wore our garnet, our South Carolinian dried blood color, we would fit right in with the landscape there, apparently.
No, I'm guessing that the sand on Mars is a different shade of red, but and we can have someone call back in and explain to us the difference because you and I wouldn't be able to tell.
That is either or for today, ladies and gentlemen. We will close the show with a take to take with you, and we'll do it next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Friday Eve edition of the show. I want to thank sincerely all the great folks at Ingles for making this whole season of shows possible. This is our last show of our fall season partnering with Ingles Markets. And I just want to let you guys know it has been a blast. You know, it's always our goal to do more for the client than the client does for us, right? I always want to let you guys know that Ingles is not just your tailgating headquarters. They're your football headquarters. Anything food-related, also Clemson gear, South Carolina gear, et cetera, that you want is right here at Ingles, and they do a great job. But also, in this pandemic, being able to get out, go around in the upstate, go around to each and every location each and every week, it's just done a lot for me mentally that you wouldn't even realize. You know, I've gotten to really see this entire beautiful area that you guys call home, that I now call home, and I'm just so appreciative that that we're able to partner with Ingles and we're able to do all that through them. Landrum, Liberty, Seneca, Spartanburg, Greenville, all parts in between. We have been there. It has been an awesome experience partnering with Ingles Markets this fall. They're your tailgating headquarters. They've got your seafood platters, your barbecue platters, your sub sandwich platters, your pizza platters, your wing platters. The wings here are off the chain, folks. Big thanks to Ingles Markets. We appreciate them oh so much. You guys have a great Thursday evening. We'll see you right back here tomorrow, Friday, for Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.